Now, notice what the Pharisees said to this. We have here this altercation between the two, and there's a sharp conflict now between the religious rulers and Christ. The Pharisees therefore said unto him, "Thou bearest record of thyself, thy record is not true." What if they're really saying? You're boasting. That's what you're doing when you say you're light. Now notice, the Lord Jesus answered and said unto them, "Though I bear record of myself, yet my record is true." He gives here a threefold reason why his testimony, the testimony of Christ, is true. First of all, he says here, "I know whence I came." In other words, I know where I came from, and I know myself. And by the way, these folk that can tell you what happened on this earth 1,000,000 years ago, ask them where they were 100 years ago. They don't know where they came from. Man doesn't know where he came from, you see. The Lord Jesus said, "I know whence I came and whither I go, but ye cannot tell whence I come and whither I go." That's the first reason. The second is, he says, "Ye judge after the flesh, I judge no man." That is, they judge according to the flesh. And what he's saying is, he does not judge man according to the flesh. A great many people today talk about when they come up in the presence of God and what he's going to say and what he's going to say to others. My friend, most of this type of talk reveals the flesh. It's what the fleshly man thinks he's going to say. You don't know what he's going to say. And that's what he's saying here. But he says this, "You judge according to the flesh, I don't. Your judgment is a fleshly judgment and therefore limited." And that's the reason, friends, even what is known today as science, for instance, evolution, it's nothing in the world but speculation. They have very fragmentary facts to go by, and it's speculation. So that you are put in one of two categories. Either you have to accept speculation or revelation. Which do you take? If you judge according to the flesh, well, you'll naturally follow evolution. You'll want some explanation for the origin of things, and that'll satisfy you. But the Lord Jesus does not judge according to the flesh. It's not speculation. That's the thing that he's trying to say here. Now, the third reason that he gives that his testimony is true, notice what he says. "It's also written in your law that the testimony of two men is true." Now he says, "I am one that bear witness of myself, and the Father that sent me beareth witness of me." And that voice out of heaven on two occasions bore witness to him. And these are the three reasons that are given here, by the way. And these reasons actually are true.